Restoring My Soul, Monday the 17th of August, The Ordination of Jeremiah. When the word of the Lord first spoke to Jeremiah, he responded in unbelief because of his age. The Lord said to him, "Do not say, 'I am a youth,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you." The Lord was effectively saying to Jeremiah, "Do not fear, I am your shield." If he continued to look into the face of the Lord, he would be delivered from the fear that was associated with looking into the faces of those who rejected his ministry. Jeremiah then testified, "The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.'" When we consider Jeremiah's testimony, we note that there are four elements that comprise the ordination of a messenger. The ordination of a messenger in this manner is the beginning of the growth of a lampstand church. The first element of Jeremiah's ordination is that the Lord stretched out his hand to lay hold of him. This is the first step in the ordination of every messenger who belongs to the apostolic administration of Christ. A messenger is not self-appointed. Jesus Christ must lay hold of a messenger and impart ascension gift grace through his right hand. Paul declared that when Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to men. He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastor teachers or teacher pastors. The references used in today's devotions are Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 7 to 10, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 19, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8, and Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. For further study, Acts chapter 9.